جبلان ويلو يعطل فينا من صوت خدم من شامع خلق خلق العربة ومن حد جابت عن كلا ولا مخشنين كان مليوت.
We mentioned last week that during the 3 weeks, the minhag is not to say Shechianu. Because Shechianu is something we're happy that we reached. So if you buy something special, you're happy about it. You buy a new item, and a new suit, and you're very happy about it. So you make a Shechianu. So during the 3 weeks, we're not supposed to make a Shechianu. But certain things that we buy, we're not so happy about. You buy a new suit, you're very happy. You buy socks, new socks, you're not so happy. I mean, you know, so there's no Shechianu. However, the poskim point out that during the 9 days, the minhag is not to buy any new clothing, even if it's not something you're so happy about. Any new clothing, even socks, even things that are not so special, not so. And it has to do, as Rav Abadi pointed out, Yad Ephraim points out, it has to do with the Yerushalmi, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Evan Shia was Batel, and the threads are called Shesi Ve'erif. So we don't buy any new clothing during the 9 days, even if it's something that we don't make a Shechianu. So during the 3 weeks, only something special we don't buy, like a new suit or something like that. Once the 9 days come, any clothing whatsoever we shouldn't buy. And even if you get a sale, Rav Tzinner writes in the Sefer, even if it's a little discount, you shouldn't buy, unless maybe it's a tremendous discount. But if not, the Rav Mor writes not to buy anything, any new clothing during the 3 weeks, even if it's something that you don't make a Shechianu, like underwear or socks or things like that.